The Hungarian saint of Portugal, Elizabeth of Aragon. In the pressuring chokehold between the German and Byzantine empires, the Arpad dynasty, starting with King Bela III, was open to strengthening its relationship with the French kingdom and, in general, the larger kingdoms of the Mediterranean region. In Spain or Hispania, the Castilians and the kings of Aragon battled heavily with the Muslim and Arab conquerors. In southern Italy, the normal kings were succeeded by the Hohenstaufen line, who later were ousted by the successors of the French royal dynasty,
King Louis IX's younger brother,
Charles Anjou I, and his descendants. Within this dynasty, we find Charles Martel, the grandson of the founder of the family line, King Charles I. Martel's child, Charles Robert, who started the Hungarian line of the Anjou dynasty, gave numerous saints to Christian Europe. The era which we discuss was the time when the Anjou dynasty was booming. In Naples, Sicily, and it was then known the dual Sicilian kingdom as well. King Bela III married Anna Chatillon, the descendant of the royal family of Antioch, which was a brand of the French royal family, and, after her death, he married Princess Marguerite Capet-Courtenay.
From his latter marriage,
no offspring was produced. He was followed on the throne by his son, King Emmerich, whose wife came from Hispania, Constanza, who, after Emmerich's untimely death, later became the wife of German King Frederick II. Their descendant would be Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. Saint Elizabeth of Portugal's father was King Peter III of Aragon, who married Constance, daughter of Manfred of Sicily. Their offspring was Saint Elizabeth of Aragon, or Elizabeth of the Arpad dynasty. She was not familiar with the Hungarian language, but the traditions of the Arpad dynasty were observed in the family. Elizabeth might have received her name after her aunt, the younger sister of her grandfather, King Andre II, or Saint Elizabeth of Thuringia, whose cult was well known all over Europe. Her husband became King Denis of Portugal, who, being a soldier, enjoyed considerable military successes.
He continued to push the Moor invaders back,
but didn't live the life of a saint. His wife must have been a saint to tolerate Denis's lifestyle. He openly kept mistresses in the court. Elizabeth tolerated it with endless patience. She prayed for her husband's sins, not caring about her own self. Her prayers asked God to defend her husband in his wars and help in acquiring back Christian territories. She raised her husband's illegitimate children,
loved them as if they were her own.
It turned out that the children became more like their father, Denis, in temper rather than their stepmother. Disagreements were continuous in the family, first and foremost between Denis and his children. Saint Elizabeth of Aragon tried to make peace and be the intermediary between them, mostly with success. She was soon mentioned as the angel of peace in Portugal. She founded numerous convents. She cared for her husband until his last breath and prayed for his soul. After her death, she was buried in the Clarissa convent in Coimbra, which was also founded by her. Her tombstone, similar to other saints of the Arpad dynasty, became a popular place for pilgrims to visit. There were miracles reported happening at her tomb. Her relics are cherished by many. The churches which hold these relics are sanctified.
There were also documented miracles that occurred at the sites of these relics.
Her body was lifted from her tomb in 1612 for the occasion of her sanctification and was found intact. Her nation hasn't forgotten about her. Her new homeland maintains her legacy, and festivals are organized annually around Portugal and especially in Coimbra. Saint Elizabeth of Aragon, or Portugal, was named after Saint Elizabeth, the sister of King Andrew II. They were second cousins.